Hi, everybody. This is Mrs. Young, and I'm reading you Chapter 4 of Fenway and Hattie. I lie in the dog park for a very long time. At some point, a lady human's voice hollers for Goldie and Patches. "See you around, Fenway," I hear Patches say. I don't even respond. Finally, my ears detect a loud truck roaring to life, then zooming away. The sliding door opens, and Food Lady appears. She has a puzzled look on her face. Her head swivels. "Hattie?" she calls. Rustling noises float down from the leafy branches, and then it's Hattie. She's climbing back down the giant tree the way Fetchman does when he's coming down a ladder. For the first time, I notice slats of wood stuck to the far side of the trunk. When my short human's almost to the bottom, I jump up. "Hattie," I bark, leaping on her legs. "Is it playtime now?" Apparently not. She scurries right past me to the porch where Food Lady is standing. I race up behind her. But as soon as we're through the door, something is different. The house is not empty anymore. I cruise into the big room in the front. It's filled with scents that I recognize right away. Fetchman's socks and newspaper and potato chips, just like our lounging place at home. There's even a couch that smells exactly like the one Food Lady won't let me climb on. How did it get here? I poke my head into another room and find Fetchman busy opening boxes. I zoom down the hall and peer into the eating place. Food Lady is busy opening boxes too. Where is Hattie? I follow her scent over to the high staircase. I bound all the way to the top and tear down the hall into the room where she was before. There she is. Hattie's also taking things out of boxes. Clothes and shoes and toys. She must be very busy because when I enter, she doesn't even look up. I vault onto a bed that wasn't there before. It smells minty and vanilla-ish, like Hattie's bed. I curl up into a ball and close my eyes. Next thing I know, an alarming sound from downstairs wakes me up. Ding dong, ding dong, the doorbell. I hear Fetchman's voice, then the noise of the front door closing. Intruders again? I shoot off the bed and fly down the stairs past Hattie. The instant my paws hit the bottom step, a delicious scent fills my nose. It smells like gooey cheese, yummy sauce, and spicy pepperoni. It can only be one thing, pizza. Yippee! I love pizza. I knew something wonderful was happening. Great news, Hattie. Pizza! I bark as we rush down the hall. But when she heads inside the eating place, I hang back on the safety of the carpet. I poke my snout through the doorway and inhale the luxuriously spicy and savory aroma. My tongue drips uncontrollably. Hattie and Fetchman are sitting at a table, just like the one in our eating place at home. Food Lady opens a thin box and puts steaming slices of pizza on paper plates. I want to dash right in and wait for yummy bits of sauce and gooey strings of cheese to drop from Hattie's spot. But unfortunately, there's a very big problem. The wicked floor. That pizza smells so pizza-y, and my tummy is so hungry. There must be a way to get over to Hattie and plop next to her chair. I put one paw on the wicked floor's glossy, sinister surface. Yikes! It slides out from under me. Clearly, I'm no match for this monster. I slither back onto the carpet and collapse in a heap. I peer through the doorway, defeated and drooling. "Fenway," Hattie calls, like she just realized somebody was missing. Clearly, my short human is unaware of the evil lurking beneath her feet. She gazes at me with sad eyes. "Aw," her voice is filled with pity. "Can't we eat pizza out here in the hallway?" I whine. Hattie looks like she'd be up for it, but Food Lady has other ideas. She gets up and heads over to one of the big boxes. She pulls out a dish that looks like mine. My tummy starts to rumble. Food lady grabs a lumpy bag that I recognize right away. I immediately start panting. She takes out a scoop, and the exciting sound of dog food rattles right on in. Wowee, it's supper time. I spring to my feet, my tongue slurping in tasty anticipation. I'm so ready, I bark. But just like that, the happy scene turns terrible once more. Food lady places my dish right on the wicked floor, then goes back to her seat. She nods at Hattie. Fenway, Hattie calls, her face hopeful. She points at my bowl as if I might not have noticed it. Why is she doing this? Fenway, she calls again. But nothing has changed. My bowl is still on the wicked floor. Why is Hattie torturing me? I crumple onto the carpet, my tummy growling. Food lady and fetch man are patting Hattie's arm, like they're comforting her. Hey, I'm the one who needs comforting, people. There must be a way to get that food. Hattie goes back to eating her pizza, but she keeps sneaking sorry looks at me, and then in a flash, I know what to do. I push myself up and stretch my head inside the doorway. I put on my most pathetic face. Stop tormenting me, I whine. I move up to the edge of the wicked floor. I whimper some more. Hattie tilts her head to the side. She looks like her heart is breaking. I fall to my belly, paws stretched out in front. I whine longer and louder. You know you want to help me, Hattie. You don't want me to starve, do you? I can tell from her eyes that she's starting to cave. I give it everything I've got. Oh, please, Hattie, I moan. I'm so hungry. It works. Hattie leaps out of her seat and snatches my dish off the wicked floor. While Fetchman and Food Lady look on disapprovingly, she carries it out into the hallway. Before she even sets it down, chomp. Wow, it is scrumptious. For the next few seconds, I'm lost in a crunchy, munchy world of pure deliciousness. Until all too soon, the bowl is empty. I let out a burp of deep satisfaction. That's my short human. I knew she'd come through. When the windows are dark, I'm upstairs in Hattie's room, lounging on the bed. I sprawl out on the cozy blanket, ready for my bedtime brushing. Hattie appears, smelling strongly of mint, same as every night. She kisses my brown paw, my white paw, then showers my neck with kisses. I give her cheek a slobbery lick, and she giggles. She grabs the hairbrush, snuggling next to me, and singing in her sweet voice, "Best buddies, best buddies." Ah, each soothing stroke transforms my body into complete and total bliss. I roll over for the other side as Hattie keeps on brushing and singing away. When she gets to my belly, my hind leg kicks with delight. As the room grows darker and darker, my eyelids get heavy. I close them just for a second, and then I'm outside by the giant tree, and what's that terrible smell? It's so squirrelish. There he is. That fat, nasty squirrel is sitting in the middle of the dog park again, except now he's even fatter and nastier than before. His belly is bigger than my whole body, and his teeth are sharp, drooly fangs. Yikes! I search for cover behind the nearest bush, but it's too late. He's spotted me. Chipper chatter squawk, he screeches, waving his massive fluffy tail and scampering towards me at full speed. Get out of here, you pest, I bark in my fiercest voice. But apparently he doesn't hear. He's hurtling straight at me when suddenly, crack, boom, kaboom. Whoa, that's one loud squirrel. My eyelids pop open. Hey, he's gone. And I'm back in Hattie's soft, cozy bed. A bright light flashes. Rain pounds against the window. Oh no, there's a storm outside. With boom kabooms. Hattie bolts up, her eyes wide. She clutches the used-to-be bear. Shaking with courage, I crawl onto her chest. I nuzzle the used-to-be bear. Hattie pats my back. Best buddies, she whispers. I sigh with happiness. Me and Hattie are together, and everything's the way it's supposed to be. We are home.